Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're working through an article by Brett Allegrywood called Build, Buy, or Partner: How to Choose the Right AI Implementation Path.
And this is one that every business owner needs to sit with because this question comes up constantly, and most people don't have a clear framework for answering it.
The article gives you that framework, and Brett's starting point is a bit of a provocation. He says most leaders think this is a technology decision. It isn't. It's actually three questions. How much control do you want? What can you realistically invest? And do you have the people to sustain it?
I like that reframe, because how often do business owners jump straight to which AI tool should I buy without asking whether they're actually set up to use anything well?
Answer those three questions honestly, Brett says, and your ideal path becomes much clearer. The technology is secondary to the strategy.
So let's go through each path. Start with building.
Building gives you full control and lets you tailor every feature to your exact business, but it demands serious resources, not just money. Brett's specific about this: time, people, and what he calls data discipline.
So who is it actually right for?
He names three types: businesses that already have an internal tech or data team, businesses where AI is going to become a genuine competitive edge, and businesses that want to fully own their intellectual property.
And the catch?
When you build, your team becomes responsible for everything: data privacy, model maintenance, and something Brett calls prompt drift.
What's prompt drift?
It's when AI outputs slowly lose accuracy or context over time, because data changes, language evolves, business priorities shift. The article compares ongoing maintenance to servicing a car. It keeps everything running. It's not a burden, it's just the price of staying effective.
That's a good analogy. And I'd add, if your culture isn't curious and your people aren't engaged, that maintenance doesn't get done. Brett puts it plainly: building becomes a very expensive distraction if you're not ready for it.
Right. Now let's talk about buying. Buying an off-the-shelf tool is the fast path. Most software today already has AI built in, from chat automation to predictive reporting. You get quick wins, predictable costs, vendor support.
And for smaller or mid-sized teams, that speed to value is real. You're cutting setup time and risk significantly.
The trade-off is control. You're on someone else's technology roadmap. You have less say over how your data is stored, processed, and secured.
That data point is not a footnote. What does Brett say?
He says always review privacy policies before signing anything. And he gives three questions every business should ask, regardless of which path they're on. Who owns the data? How is it protected and who can access it? And what happens to the data if the relationship ends?
That third one is the one people skip. You sign up for a tool, things go fine for 2 years, then the vendor gets acquired or you want to leave, and suddenly your data is complicated.
That's the risk. Now, the third path is partnering. Brett's view is that for most growing companies, this strikes the best balance. You get technical expertise without building an internal team from scratch. And crucially, the best partnerships teach your people while delivering results.
So it's not just outsourcing the problem, it's building internal understanding at the same time.
That's exactly how Brett frames it: your business knowledge combined with someone else's technical depth. A good partner doesn't just deliver systems, they help you think differently about opportunity.
The article has a side-by-side comparison table. How does it break down?
Build is slow to value, but gives you full control with high ongoing risk. Buy is fast, but low control, medium risk. Partner sits in the middle: medium speed, shared control, lower ongoing risk.
And no path is perfect. What matters is alignment.
That's the line. Choose the path that matches your strategy, your team readiness, and your stage of AI maturity, not the loudest trend in the market.
There's one section I want to flag before we close, and that's team readiness, because it's easy to focus on the technology choice and completely skip the people question.
Brett's position is clear. You cannot scale technology that your people don't trust or understand. Before you invest heavily, make sure your team has the mindset and skills to use it well. That's when AI actually augments what they do, makes work faster, clearer, less repetitive.
And that's when confidence builds. That's when scaling starts to make sense.
The action this week: sit down with your leadership team and rate your current position against those three questions: control, cost, and capability. Your answers will point you to the right path.
And start small. Brett's closing thought is this: it's better to start small and scale responsibly than to stall waiting for perfection.
Full article is at anabu.ai. The comparison table and the three data privacy questions are worth bookmarking.
And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too. See you next time.